Lord, what we are not, make us. What we don't know, teach us. What we can't understand, help us to grasp by the power of your Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
I'd like to, just at the beginning, to thank Father Peter and the Mission Committee for inviting me to be here with you today. I'm not sure whether I'm the best person to speak to you today after your first reading about how the Israelites suffered in the land of Egypt, because I come from Egypt. I'm an Egyptian. And it seems that everywhere I go, I find people talk about the bad Egypt of the Old Testament. They keep bending the Egypt of the land. So, anyway. But the Word of God is the Word of God. And if I'm wrong, I have to confess that I'm wrong. If my people were in error, they were in error. I cannot defend people who are wrong. And if my people were right, I'll be right and I will praise whatever they've done. Amen?
Amen.
I'm a bit of African in me as well, because I come from the land of Egypt. So every now and then you'll find me saying amen, then you have to respond, say amen after. Okay. Amen?
Amen?
Thank you. I praise God for my mother, who has given me so much in my life. And she was one of the key instruments opposing my ministry or entering into the field of priesthood. But when she opposed that, God has changed her mind by a miracle one night. And she was praying, God, stop him from serving you. And God said to her, let Mithat do what I wanted him to do. Until she died 5 years ago, exactly today. Today, it's the fifth anniversary of the departure of my mother. And I remember my mother quite well. And I said to her, there were things in your life that were very, very difficult for me. But I praise God that through the difficulties you've put to me, I became who I am. And I remember God saying to her, she was saying this to me and saying this to everybody. God was saying to her and changed her mind within 5 hours. When she first heard that I'm becoming a priest and the church, the Episcopal Church or the Anglican Church in Egypt accepted me as a candidate for the ministry, she was screaming and she had a quarrel with my vicar and things like that, and said he would not be a priest. 4 o'clock in the morning, my mother wakes me up and say, go and do what God is planning for you to do. And that was the most serious sign that I have had from God about God wants me to be a priest in the Anglican Church. Started in Egypt, and I served in Egypt for 27 years. 3 years ago, I left to Morocco, also once again by somehow God is sort of taking me from one place to another place. But unfortunately, in those days, my mother is no longer with us on earth, so I didn't have her help in getting voices from God to my ears. So I praise God for my mother and what she's been doing for me. Let me say this to you today. Mother is a mother, whatever nationality she is, wherever she is, and whatever position she is in. A mother is a mother. I can go through an enormous number of stories from the Old Testament and the New Testament, looking at what mothers have been doing. Okay? I know that somehow the Bible is a masculine language, in a sense. They talk about, you know, male. It's like a male language. This is how God wanted it to be, and I do not object to that. I cannot. It's not for me. It's not for me to discuss that. That's the way God has been doing it, but among all of this, God was referring and pointing out to the serious and very important roles that women have been playing in the scripture. It just one day, a mother was very much sort of thinking about her child. I really wanted to keep that boy. How can I do that? The only thing she can do is to put him in a basket. How did she seal the basket from the inside? Was what? was pitch, butamine, black stuff, sticky, dirty, tar. But that was the only way she can save her child. Putting it, the child on the side of the River Nile. The wave is quite slow. So the basket will be just sailing slowly from 1 meter to another meter. And with her mind, she thought to put the basket on the way of the place where Pharaoh's daughter was going to swim. An idea. Just an idea. And the outcome of that idea is a man who lived 40 years in Pharaoh's house. He receives all the wisdom of the Egyptians. Okay? Don't forget that. Yes, Egypt was bad, but they taught people wisdom anyway. He learned all the wisdom of the Egyptians. Then because he fell in love with a woman, he went to serve his father-in-law for some times. And another 40 years in somewhere else. Then when he was 80 years old. Now when you reach to 60, we retire. When we are 70, we say, okay. You know, people start to count down the days. But God does not count down the days. God counts up the days. Because the third 40 years in Moses' life is the time when he led the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt into the Sinai Peninsula, into no man's land, into God's land, into the Egyptian lands, if you like. Then he led them to the border of the Canaanites' land or the Canaan's land, and there he left them and gone to be with the father. But 120 years, if she did not have the idea of putting him in this basket, wouldn't have had Moses. Moses would have died, would have been killed like all the other boys. A mother is a mother. A mother is a very creative mind to care for her children, regardless of what their children would be saying to her. I've tried to put myself in Moses' shoes one day and say, oh, mom, I still got this sticky black stuff in my skin. You know, why did you put me in this? Why didn't you just keep me quiet and keep me in your house? Why did you put me in a dirty basket? Kids like us, when I was a kid, I'm no longer a kid, but kids like us always complain about parents. And you wouldn't know what they are doing for you. Later on you will learn. Believe me. One day you will come and say, I heard somebody saying that what mom and dad have been doing for me, I did not take it seriously. I thought against. I thought they're not doing the best for me. But later on in life, you will realize, and God gave your parents long days to live. But when they are not around you, you will wish to have a simple wisdom from them. Just a minor statement, one sentence. I want to hear mother or father saying something to me about what is I'm thinking of, what I cannot solve in my life. Let me go very quickly to the second reading which we have had in the scripture. I was only given 10 minutes. But Father Peter, when you invite an African to preach next time, please don't give him 10 minutes. African, don't preach for 10 minutes. That particular reading of Mary and Jesus at the foot of the cross is one that I cannot resist myself. I cannot stop my tears. Every time I come to read this particular reading, just tears come out of my own eyes. Not only because I will remember my mother and the sacrifice she was doing for me, but also because Jesus, at the most painful moment of his life, he was taking care of his mother. And let me say something to the children. We've got big children around here. And also to the parents or the mothers. Jesus is Jesus. He would care for us in whatever status we are in. And I'm sure that Mary as well was feeling very, very let down. She was hoping that this son of hers will live longer and perhaps perform more miracles, become more famous, does a lot of good to others. But there's nothing worse in life than seeing the person's own children dying in front of their eyes. This is a very painful experience. Yet, it was a joyful experience for Mary. Because Mary was a very, very unique woman who really understood a lot of God's plan for the whole universe. Right from the beginning, when Gabriel came and said to her, "The one you're going to give birth to is not a normal boy. He's an extraordinary." And she was watching his life and how he grew up and what he has been saying to her and to Joseph and everything else. And then at the very end, she watched him crucified, bleeding blood. She was even there until the very last moment when his sight gave water and blood, which is a sign of death. Okay? But Mary, maybe with tears, which is a normal human feeling. I mean, if you see somebody dying such a death and no tears, what emotion do you have? I mean, we are not an ice bars like this, standing watching things. We are not melted in front of hot situation. But our feelings, our guts, our inner beings gets involved in all of that. And then, what you get at the very end is the mother taking care of her child until the last second, until the last breath of her child. These are mothers. And a mother is a mother, regardless of the situation. I have not encountered any mother who were given the opportunity to be beside her son or daughter when they are suffering, said, no, I can't stand my son is suffering. Get a nurse to look after my son. I never encountered a mother like that. I never. I've been in the ministry for 30 years, and I never encountered a mother who will deny her son or daughter the right to be with her or with him when he is sick or when she's sick. Now, a mother is a mother who cares about the child regardless of the context. Try to put myself in Mary's shoes one day. Mary, you were known, you and Joseph, to be the mother and the father of Jesus. Were you not afraid of the Jewish community? Were you not afraid of the Romans? They might come and kill you. Were you not afraid that they might come and persecute you? No. I've got a mission. I've got to look after my son. And she completed her mission. Okay? 2 days later, with other Marys, they were planning how to keep his body. They've sent some ointments to be anointed with, or to be massaged with, or to remove any smell or whatever. A mother is a mother who always gives the maximum she has. And I praise God for every single woman who has lived as a proper mother to her children. But let me also say that mothers are not only the ones who are born children, who give birth to a child. We've got around us so many women who have no children, but yet they were mothers to so many others, which we should not forget. Okay? So a mother is not only a woman who gives birth to a child, physically give a birth to a child. A mother could also be somebody who has been looking after others to the last minute of their lives. For me, a mother is a woman who gives sacrificially without any expectation of any returns. This is a mother. This is a proper mother. And I praise God that He has created women to be mothers in our lives. A mother has a mission to complete with her family, with her relatives, with her friends. And a mother will always be given, regardless of what she receives. At the end, I'd like to say this. God has created women to be like that. God has created male or men to have other jobs, to do other functions in life. Okay? And I like it when they start to talk about Mothering Sunday to be a family Sunday, because that represents the whole family of the church. As people who work in ministry, I do feel that the church family is the best example of the family of the believers, of the family of the kingdom of God that represents God and represents what God gives to each individual members of His own kingdom. Gentlemen, be like me. I'm proud that God has created women around me. But at the same time, I'm proud that God has given me some things that I can only do. I cannot do what women are doing. Women cannot do what I'm doing. And male and female, we complement each other. And we complete each other until God decides to come back or to take us home. Final word for those of you who will, I'm hoping that I'll see you all at after lunch or between food and the dessert to talk about Refuge Egypt. I wanted to say to all of you and myself as well, all of us are sojourners on this planet. All of us are living a transit life on this planet. Regardless of your age, 80, 90, 100, 110, one day, we will go home. And therefore, we are transit on this planet. Okay? When Jacob went to the Pharaoh in the land of Egypt, the Pharaoh was impressed with Jacob's life or age. And he asked him, "How old are you?" The answer, as I've mentioned last night, the days of my sojourning, the days of my transit living were 130. We are in a transit. Let's do our work to the end, to the best of our abilities. And let's look after each other. Like a mother looks after her children, that's we as a Christian community looks after all the refugees or the displaced people who are around us, living among us, whom our hands can reach, that serve them as the mother serves her children. May the name of our Lord be praised and honored from now to all eternity. Amen. Amen.